makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans put forth perhaps the greatest battle in franchise history to beat the Dolphins 29-28, the last-second quarterback draw. The game that saw Matt Schaub throw two interceptions in his first two drives and get booed by the fans, and then come back with the game-winning run. It also was the game where Andre Johnson racked up 178 receiving yards and made a clutch grab down the stretch to put the Texans in a position to win. It was a game for the record books. But before we dive into that, join the Texans cheerleaders for a round of golf and the unveiling of the 2009 cheerleader calendar at Cypress Golf Course on Wednesday, October 22nd. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans began Sunday's game shaky, to say the least. Schaub started by throwing two interceptions, and the Dolphins got into the end zone first by using the wildcat formation and hitting running back Patrick Cobbs the 53-yard pass. The Texans were able to settle down. Johnson got into rhythm. The defense started holding thanks to two sacks to Mario Williams, and Jacoby Jones added a 70-yard punt return for a touchdown. But the game all came down to the Texans' last drive. The minute 45 to play and down by 5, Schaub drove the ball 76 yards, hit Johnson with a 23-yard pass on 4th and 10 that Johnson grabbed out of a safety's hands, and then on 4th and 2 with 7 seconds left, Schaub ran in the game-winning score. Could have been one of the gutsiest calls Coach Gary Kubiak has ever made.
I just saw they played us in quarters, you know. That quarterback draw, I mean, that's a big shot in the dark because if you catch the wrong stun inside or something, you know, it can look real ugly. But, you know, we caught quarters. We got them out of the box and, you know, parted like the Red Sea. So, you know, you just got to take chances in those situations. And we're trying to learn as a team. We're trying to be aggressive in situations, and sometimes we're failing, and today we succeeded. But if we're going to become a winning franchise, what we all want to be, we've got to learn how to play in those situations and make calls, take chances, make plays, and that's what I'm trying to teach these guys.
Schaub said he didn't expect the call, but he liked it because it gave him options.
You know, it was another one of those crazy games that we were in. You know, the defense is out there with a two-point lead, and, you know, they get a turnover and then turn it back over, and then they end up going down and scoring a touchdown, and when we think we can hold them to a field goal, and then we turn around and send in a field goal, we need a touchdown. And, you know, it's just one of those things where we have been in that position over the past 2 years here before, and it's just a matter of just playing the game and, you know, blocking, you know, throwing, catching, and, you know, executing. And we were able to do that. And guys made plays when we needed them to. And that's across the board, whether it be an offensive lineman blocking and holding up on Joey Porter on the backside, or Andre making a big catch, Kevin making a big catch, and, you know, guys making plays. I love the play. You know, it's one of those plays that you call when the other team's least expecting it, and I think that was a situation where they weren't quite expecting it, and we come out and empty, and, you know, there's a pass option in there in case it's a bad look for the draw, but, you know, they gave us a very good look for it, and I just let the thing sort out up front with the offensive and defensive line and found a hole and just tried to get in the end zone.
For Johnson, the drive provided redemption from an earlier fumble that could have cost the Texans the game.
I really don't think guys were really frustrated. I think guys were, you know, we were sitting on the sideline, and I think it was me and Jacoby, and Jacoby just kept saying, "Man, he sounded like a little kid. He was just like, man, I hate this game." You know, he just kept saying it over and over. Now, I kept wondering why he was saying it, but he, you know, you get in tight games, and then you make a play, and then something bad happens. You know, that seems to always happen to us. And he just kept saying, "Man, I hate this game. Man, I hate this game." I just kept laughing at him. And, you know, especially like when my fumble happened, I came to the sideline. I was hanging my head. You know, I was pretty upset. And I felt like I was sitting there and I was like, "Man, I think I might have just gave this game away." You know, but, you know, we just kept fighting through it. And, you know, after that fumble play, Coach Kubiak and Larry came to me. It was like, "Hey, you don't have to make a play to win this game for us." And, that fourth down play happened, so I was able to redeem myself.
The much-needed win improved the Texans to 1-4 and gave life to their season.
I think that two-minute drive, you know, just looking at this game and that drive going down to win the game, I think that it was a big test for us. First time think we've been in a situation like that, and we answered it. You know, it's a big win for us. You know, it's better to be 1-4 than 0-5. And, you know, I think, you know, this win is going to be, you know, it shows what we can do, and I hopefully it can be the start of something special.
Kubiak said he was proud of his team, but they still have a lot of battling left to do this season.
Well, I mean, you know, hopefully it gets these guys some confidence. But like I said, John, I think we have to look at the picture. And the picture is we're 1-4. We're way behind. We have struggled, but we battled as hard as we could battle today. Something good happened to us. But, you know, we're going to just keep our chin up and keep working like we've been working and try to work our way back into this.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.